We are so thrilled to have the choir here. They're going to be traveling throughout the United States and Canada over the next 2 months. And the leader of all this is Charles Mouly. Charles and his wife Esther, would you stand, please? Their son Dixon and
Mouly.
Would you give them a round of applause and welcome them here? I'm going to give Charles a short introduction so he can share a little more of his story. About 20 years ago, he had a vision to begin to gather students, children around Kenya who had lost parents through HIV, AIDS, or through poverty, or different ways. And over the last 20 years, they have taken over 6,000 young men and women like these in to give them shelter and food, as well as to teach them the ways of Jesus as well, too. So Charles is going to share. Would you please welcome Charles Mouly?
Thank you. I want to thank the Lord so much for this opportunity of being able to come and gather together in such a wonderful, wonderful fellowship with the young people of this country. I've been praying for a long time that I could bring a team of young people to this country. You may not know how difficult and hard it is to visit America, because you have to get a visa, and to be able to be allowed to get a visa, you need people from this country who can give a good recommendation that I know that group, I know that person, and we have been praying, and also for finance to bring all these young people here. I want to give thanks to the Lord that he has enabled us to be here and to see very beautiful faces of the young people of America. You may not know, America is very famous. America is a great nation. America, we would like to be here to America. And I want to thank God so much. We are very excited. Over the last 5 days, we have been here, and we have been ministering in different churches, especially Harder Bible Church. Amen. Amen. And truly, there is also one person, a young man, who is a professor of mathematics, and he happened to come to Mouly Children Family in Kenya, and his name is Professor John Hodge. And we thank God that we have been connected while we are in Africa, Mouly Children Family, and you people here. I also want to take this opportunity to thank the members of staff and the dean of students, as well as chaplain, Paul, for having allowed us to come and be with you. Mouly Children Family is now 20 years old. 20 years old. And 20 years going through the valleys and through the mountains. As you know, the journey is always long and very difficult. But we have been walking a journey, and this journey has been made possible by faith in Christ Jesus. Climbing the mountains. As I remember, many years ago, when I was abandoned, when I was 6 years old, and lost hope, I needed love from parents. I needed love from relatives and even friends. I had no friend. And I came to find out that I had nobody to love me. And during that time, when I was 16 years old, I was invited for a big gathering by a young man who was a Christian. I was not a Christian. Nobody was a Christian in my family. And there was a preacher who was speaking about the love of God and the forgiveness of our sin and how Christ Jesus came from above and he died. I had given hope. I had nobody to restore hope in my life. Everything was shattered. And at a time when I wanted to commit suicide because there was no meaning in my life to live. Why should I live with all the problem? I had so many questions. My mother was not there, and my father was not there. He used to drink, take alcohol, and that was his life. When I was 17 years old, I got a journey, 85 kilometers, walking to look for a job in Nairobi. And there, as I walked for 3 days, and my legs were swollen, I had no food, and begging along the way, there were no houses, and walking and walking. Landed in the city of Nairobi, where there are many slums, and people are there for themselves, and nobody is for other people. Security is at risk, and there I was walking, and knocked many doors everywhere, and I could not get food. Fortunately, an Asian lady from India with her family, they opened the door for me, and I asked for a job. And I was given a job, cleaning, cutting grass, weeding, and so much. And I worked there for 6 months, earning $1 per month. Every month, $1. For 6 months, I was paid $6. I got a job later and worked, bought a taxi, and then resigned and started doing my own business. I wanted to become a man. And thereafter, my taxes multiplied, and everybody wanted to go with my car. I bought Christian CD, and they put it on the in the car, and all the time, I enjoyed singing and praising the Lord, and God multiplied and blessed the work on my hand, and God had favor on me as I kept on obeying Him. I made so many mistakes, but through all this, God saw me through. I opened different businesses of selling motor components and accessories. I was also able to open a transport company, buses transporting across Kenya. I also opened another business insurance company, and I became a wealthy man, somebody with I could buy whatever I needed. And driving Mercedes-Benz many years, 30 years ago, a Mercedes-Benz, or even 20 years ago, was real prestige in Africa. You know, being able to drive a big car, you know, and build a nice big house for my family. And I remember one day, I went to Nairobi, and reaching to the city of Nairobi to do business. And I met street children, most of them big boys, and they came. They asked him for a shilling. And then I asked, why should I give you money? I parked my car. I'm parking my car here. And this parking belongs to the city council. It does not belong to you. In a surprise, in a moment when I left the car, I went to do business. It came after 30 minutes, only to get a shock of my life that there was nothing. My car was stolen. Reported the matter to the police station, and there was nothing. From that was a turning point. 3 years later, that was 1986, 1989, God gave me a vision to care for those children who had no parents, children who had lost their parents due to HIV AIDS, children who were abandoned, and restore hope in their life. And from that time up to now, the ministry has grown over the last 20 years now. And I thank God that He gave me this vision. And I would like to be part of the vision, but through praying for the young people. We have a school from Nazareth School all the way to secondary school. We have also vocational training. We pick all the young people from the street, those who have lost hope, and give them hope in Christ Jesus, and teach them the word of God. And every day we have good fellowship in singing, and I train them in a different field, such as carpentry, building masonry, tailoring, cloth designing, computer, and we have all those things, and we share as a family. Something else I would also like to tell you is that in Africa, over the last 3 years, we have had almost zero rain. That means it has been very hot, dust blowing, and the rivers getting dry. Water is a big problem. I remember we had one borehole and one well called Jacob Well, and that has dried up. Water is a big problem. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I know you always pray and ask God to take you extra miles. The reason is that the strength of any nation depends on you young people. And I know through prayers, as we are far away from each other, you can carry on together with us. We have over 80 young people who would like to join universities, but we do not have money to support them. We have 50 of them who are in university currently in Kenya, and we have 6,000 of them, those who have gone through the program over the last 20 years. I know I cannot say everything now, but I want to thank you so much for having come to listen to us. We'll be ministering in the different churches through karate. We have the best in Kenya, acrobats. We are the East and Central Africa champions in karate. And also, we have also done so well in academic. And these young people love the Lord. And I'd like to say I'm so grateful, and I'd like us all to pray now as we all stand. Shall we stand, please? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you so much. What a lovely time that we have. You created us in your own image. You brought us to this world with a purpose, and each one of us has got a purpose. And Lord, we pray for wisdom, for understanding of your word. We pray, Lord, for blessing upon each one of these young people here. The management staff, the chaplain, I want to pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you may see them through, and those who might have some difficulties on the academic, Lord, I'm praying that you may open their mind and give them good understanding, good memory, and a wisdom and a heart to love you. We are so grateful that we could come and sing. We could come and present Jesus Christ. We could come and join these lovely people of this country. Thank you, Lord. Dismiss us with your grace and love. For all this, Lord, we pray, King of glory, believing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.